Hi, everybody, and welcome to the whole concept of how to become a true leader. One of the secrets about leading people is leading people into something simple as happiness. We found every day that people can find the true happiness. Most of the students who come to see me, most of the customers who come to see me, get stuck at that subject. The sense is achieving the goal because they are achieving the money goal or relationship, sport, health. But in the end of the day, there is a certain blockage that they can't achieve, which is happiness. Let's talk about it and let's see how we can lead each and every one of you into the next level. So if we talk about the simple understanding of happiness. What is a true happiness? What is actually a happy person? Happy person is a person that have a goal and then they achieve that goal and then as a result they're happy. Make sense? Good. Sad person is a person who is put a goal out there but cannot make it happen. Now let's look now in two chefs who try to make a meal in a restaurant. Okay? Both of them try to make a meal, the best meal that they can make, whatever they can do. One of them make a perfect job and it look exactly as good as is expectation. The other one tried to make it, but for some reason things went wrong. Too much salt, too much sugar, fire too high, burn. The expectation don't meet the potential of what he or she thought it should be. Sadness. This is just a simple example. It's not even a complicated example. What can we learn from that? My dear friend, you have a goal. The question is, you have a goal. And the second question, why do you have that goal? You need to ask yourself, when you're putting a goal out there, why do you want that goal to happen? The answer always has to be because it makes me happy. But what kind of feeling you feel when it makes you happy when you achieve that goal? Because a lot of time, you know, there is people that go out there to do whatever they do, and they not always win, but they are still happy. And there is people that always win, and they are not happy. Because you have to look into your subconscious mind. You have to find out what is there missing in your brain that is blocking you from being happy. For example, let me give you a simple example. People said, I want to make $100 million. Last night, I have a long session till midnight with a customer who came to see me. They have their dream to make $100 million. That's a lot of money. Is it doable? Yes. Is it possible? Yes. Is it a big amount? Yes. Now, the question, are you supposed to become happy only after you achieve that goal of $100 million? Or can you be happy on the way to get there? Now, of course, spiritually, we should say you should be happy on the way to get there. But deeper will be the question is, why do you want $100 million? That's the most important question you should ask yourself. And you should even stop now. Ask that question. Why do I want what I want? Why do I want soulmate? Why do I want money? You have to go deep into your soul, into your inner child, if you wish, to understand yourself. For that specific individual that we sat till midnight, we reach in his soul, and we found out that he had an issue with his family, when he's looking for recognition. And his need for recognition, according to his opinion, will be by making enough money, and then his family will call him smart, and then his family will call him successful. Something that started when he was 6 years old, he's now 48, a long time ago. His brother, super successful, he achieved the $100 million. But his brother has no connection to his family, no connection to soulmate, no connection to the relationship, but he's only making money. Is he a happy person? Absolutely not. So we have now two brothers. One brother was not making the $100 million. He's miserable because of that, because he believed that he can get the recognition, the acceptance of his family by making it. The other brother making all the money in the world, but still not happy because he made the money already. Now what? My dear friend, inside of you, there is an answer. You got to reach in. And once you reach inside of you, ask yourself, what is about your life? What is missing about your life that can truly make you happy? What is that about your inner soul, the drive that you have, that really will make you happy? Is it acceptance? Is it recognition? Is it unconditional love? Is it some connection with the divine, with God, with the Creator? Is it a spiritual awakening? Is it a great discovery that everybody will clap their hand? Every person has a drive, and every person has a goal. You need to look at the goal for what you want to achieve, and you need to look at the result. After that goal happened, what is the feeling that you want to feel beside the happiness? Where is that taking us? Today, I had a call with a wonderful lady that I'm teaching her how to become a great teacher, a great leader, public speaker. And she, you know, want to become something. She feels stuck. She want to become something, but she doesn't know what it is. How did I brought her step by step to understand herself better and then achieve her goal and then become happy? The first thing we need to ask, and you should ask yourself as well, what is it you want to feel after you've been successful? Second question you should ask, what is it that you are afraid to feel with your life as it is right now? And if you don't answer those two questions, it will be very difficult for you to choose the goal that will make you happy, and the happiness will make you feel a certain feeling that you're looking for. So the idea is like that. There is the our organization called Vital Transformation, and I wrote down there, reach your potential. There is your potential as it comes from the divine, from God. There is your potential as it comes from your desire. Two levels of potential. Two of them are very powerful. The potential that comes from God, you don't know what it is. It's from God. It's mystical. It's cover. It's, you don't know what it is. And then you have the potential of what you want to become. Some want to become rich. Some want to become famous. Some want to become famous athletic people. Every person wants to become something. You need to know why you want to become what you want to become. You have to know why. You have to know why. It's very important, because that will be your drive to get there and be happy and excited while you try to get there. I give an example. Let's go back to the kitchen. I love to cook. I love basically to cook everything. It doesn't matter what it is. I love to cook everything that I will make myself taste food that normally I don't even like. But I want to know the texture, the taste, the softness of the food, the smell, everything about it. So when you put me into the kitchen, and you watch me, let's say if there is a camera on me while I'm cooking, you will enjoy, Because you will see that I'm happy while I'm cooking. Why? Because my happy moment is to serve others. My happy moment is to make other people happy. Because I grew up in a family that my mother cooked everything, even the bread, even the cookie, even the cake. We never went to a restaurant, everything was at home. We have jars of salty cookie, jar of sweet cookie. We have food that's ready to go, everything was there. Even the hot dog was made by my mom. So I couldn't add anything to it. When I was able to come up with a new idea, tremendous feeling. So what is it that I'm looking? I'm looking to be accepted by a family of people who cook all day long. And this, my friend, what I'm sharing with you, it's a sound like a simple story, is the story of your life. Your happiness comes when you reach your potential. Your happiness comes when you reach your goal. Your sadness comes when you try to reach your goal, but you fail. Your depression comes when you try to reach your goal and you fail, but you can't control it anymore. For example, you're opening a store. Within the store, there is the best bagel ever. Nobody show up. You open it in the best place of town, Brookline, Boston. True story. True story, 1993. A person opened a wonderful bakery. Unbelievable. No customer. The bagels are good. Perfect. Cake is good. Perfect. Everything is perfect about the store. Is it look nice? Perfect. One problem. No customer. Is the person making advertising? Yes. Is the person put everything? Yes. What was missing? Customer. When the person realized, the individual, my customer, the gentleman I was working with, when he realized he can control the situation, he can control the idea of the customer to come, instead of becoming upset or sad, he become depressed. He become depressed that he had to go back home. Pills. His wife, being a mother of four kids, had to go early in the morning, take care of her husband, take care of her four kids, take care of the bakery. The mother was desperate to be successful. The mother was desperate to be happy as she's making it. It was a very rough time for them because they paid for that location for 3 years ahead. It was very difficult from a money point of view. They realized that they have to sell everything. They're not going to make it. People were just not buying their stuff. I went to that location. I don't know if you call it by mistake, but I don't like long line. So I saw there is nobody there. I like the idea. And I walk inside. That's how I met them. The wife asked me a very good question. So why you came here? I love a question. And I say, I saw there is no people. Smell was good. I said, why not? She said, it's funny. We don't have a lot of customer, even if we don't have people. We don't have a lot of customer, even there is a good smell coming from the bakery. She asked me, what do you think it is? I asked her, do you know who I am? I said, I'm a coach. I'm a spiritual coach for business people. So, wow, maybe you can help us. So, with pleasure. I started working with her and her husband. And we found out there is a deeper story. We understood that the husband tried to build two other businesses in different areas of his life. And he always had to prove to his father that he's making it. And his nightmare, his fear. What happened if he's not making it? He was afraid of his father's judgment, if you wish, opinion. So the pressure that he has from his father, make him do things perfect, but make him nervous about what if he cannot control where things are going to go. Everybody in their business, in whatever they do, has to fail. This is part of life. But when you fall, because things are just not working, and when you fall, because you can't control the outcome, big difference. When you fall because things don't work in one area, sadness. When you fall because you can't control things, you're afraid. You become depressed. How can I help you with that? As I say, your potential, what the Kabbalists call Or Mekif, surrounding light, that coming from the divine is up to the divine to see where it's going to go. Let's say, when I was young, my dream was to become an athletic person, tennis, maybe basketball. Didn't happen this way. It was one of my dreams. But it didn't make me that upset. I like what I'm doing now. I love what I'm doing. I love it all my life. The thing that you cannot control, which means the divine connection, is things that you cannot fight with, because the divine has a plan for you, but you can't fight it. Thing that not working for you, you should go ahead and try again. And then when you become successful at that, you should celebrate and be happy. Now, also if you be too happy in the area where you made it, that happiness will not last. You will be bored. You will be tired of it. You have to move on. There is something that's called progress, meaning growth. You always have to move on. And if you don't move on, what happened? You will be happy, but you will not be happy forever. Happiness is something that grows every step of the way. And every leader and every successful person know that if you are just do one thing all the time, you eventually run into sadness or even depression. Many times, people will be successful, and then overnight, everything will fall apart. And then defining themselves, carry the garbage in the winter, stormy night, icy snow, carry the bag of the garbage outside. It's not exciting as talking in front of 1,000 people. Different level of happiness. Is it needed to take the garbage out? Yes. So sometimes life will meet you in a situation when you're not ready. Those are the area you can control. You can. It will happen to you. At that moment, you have a chance to discover yourself. How strong are you? If you say to yourself, I can't do that. Too much. I deserve better. I deserve 1,000 people. I deserve people who will listen to me. I will deserve people who follow me. I have to have 1,000 people coming to my bakery. My dear friend, deserve. Expectation. It's nice. But expectation will bring with it disappointment, because there is something that will happen to you. We call it life. And that's why you can't stay in the comfort zone. You have to progress into your next level. You have to find your discomfort. Every time you get to a place where you achieve your goal, next level is very simple, called sharing. Why sharing is important? Because the flow of the energy, whatever you call it, God, divine, light, spiritual awakening, success, you have to think, how do I share what just happened to me? When you're capable to share it with another human being, or with a group of people, or with your family, what happened, you share, there is more to come. You have to empty your vessel. You have to empty your container, meaning your soul, meaning your body, so more to come. You can't inhale before you exhale. Very simple rules of this universe. Now, every time that you want to achieve happiness, start doing the thing that you can control Don't do things that you cannot control. Every time you have sadness because you tried to achieve your goal and you didn't, go back and do it again. Go back and do it again. I remember I went to restaurant, the sushi restaurant, and they made this fish that has a glaze of honey. I tasted it, and I came home, and I started working on making it myself. Didn't happen first time. Didn't happen second time. It did happen a third time. I was excited three times. I wasn't depressed first time. Why? Because I could control the situation. But when you think you cannot control the situation, you will be miserable. If the person in a bakery in Brookline, Boston, realized he can't control the situation of bringing people, that's when he blocked his success. And the fear that he had of what his father and his father-in-law would think of him, blocked because he can't control it. Well, let me tell you the good news. Most of the situation in your life, you will control and you can control. Can, C-A-N. C-A-N. You can control. Why? Because you just need to go ahead and practice. You know, raise your level of practice over everything. Whatever it is, cooking, whatever it is, sport, whatever it is, business, do it again. But when you see, God forbid, that there is thing you cannot control, it's tough. My father, may he rest in peace, was suffering for many years from Parkinson, terrible disease. As he's suffering from Parkinson, his body start to lose the original shape. It's tough to watch. Not easy for him being super smart guy, funny. So that shift for him was, how can I keep myself happy when I can't control that situation right now? And that's, my friend, is tough. When you cannot control your life while you're going through, I don't know what else, Parkinson, or MS, or any type of disease, then you have to find the thing that you're capable of controlling. Because through that, you will achieve the happiness. And let me tell you, through that, maybe you can even cure your body. And I'm not making any claim. I'm just saying maybe. It's up to you. Up to you and up to your subconscious mind. Now, so I want to leave you with that before I move to the next subject, that your happiness is basically in your hand, the area that you can control. The area you can't control, you cannot, leave it for the divine, and the divine will guide you. Nothing to worry, you will be okay. You'll be okay. Pray, meditate, and focus on the thing that you can do. So if you can take the garbage out and clean the house and fold your laundry, it's not so bad. You can do that. Some people cannot do that. So focus on the area what you can control. Most people don't like it. Now remember, once you become happy in the area you can control, then sadness is coming, because happiness is not there to stay. Happiness has to be activated all the time. So you have to be activating all the time, again and again, the flow of the energy that comes from above. Please don't forget it. Now, the Mishnah 2,000 years ago say that a person has to imagine himself that he's going to die, because normally the situation is that people are not here to stay. Sound depressing, but it can be a motivation to take more risk and motivation to do more things. Try to imagine what kind of thing you will do if you know as a certainty that you're not here to stay. Somehow we live in denial and we're convincing ourselves that we are here to stay forever. It's like almost like a joke. It's ridiculous. So many graveyards. around us. So many people, as you age, from around your family who passed away and you buried them, and an individual still believe that he's here or she's here to live forever. Now, because people don't stay here forever, what is the dream that you didn't accomplish and you want to accomplish now? Look how excited it is. So you want to tell me that if you want to accomplish a certain dream, you will stop? You will never stop. Like I didn't stop to create that fish, what they call it, miso glaze fish. I couldn't stop because I was excited to achieve that goal and I could control it. Area I can control, leave it aside. I can control the customer to come to the Brookline Bakery. When the individual in his apartment in Boston realized that session with me and his wife got it, they were able to go out of the door of the store physically, and they, all the tray with people can taste what they're baking. And people are passing by and they enjoy, and they invite them in. Now, that's not a big change. Yes, but it's a change that you can control. They did that. Why couldn't they do it before? Because the fear of rejection, the fear of abandonment, the fear of what the father will think of him, couldn't make him function or think out of the box. This bakery, I wasn't in Boston for a long time. I think it still exists. In Brookline, forget the name of the street. If you take more risk, you're becoming basically alive. If you stay in your comfort zone, most probably, either you will feel stuck, or you'll be depressed, or you become sad. So the roots of happiness is in your hand. And you have to take the leadership to making sure that step by step you're making it. And when you are step by step making it, developing yourself from one level to another until you're going to make it. And I'm telling you, you're going to make it. Now, what is the other area that might block you from success and happiness? A lot of time, when I meet people and thank the Creator, thank the Divine, just this month alone, I built 4 new leaders that actually control South America. And they are wonderful teachers, but I couldn't believe that they are capable to lead people to a better life. I asked them, why? They answer something which bothered me a little bit. And they say they don't believe they're self-worthy of that dream. They don't believe they're worthy of what they meant to be. I ask, who told you that you're not worthy of that? So, well, my teacher, my mother, my friend, my priest. Nobody has the right, guys. Nobody has the right to tell you that you're not worthy of anything. I met so many people in my life that it seemed like society gave up on them. And I'm telling you, those people are leaders right now. They're making a difference in the world. They're making this world a better place to be. Now you tell me, is there is area about your life that you want to be, but you don't believe yourself worthy because of somebody told you you don't deserve? I think I told in one of my speeches, one of my lectures, that when I was young, I always wanted to play guitar. I didn't have the money. My parents didn't believe in me that I can sing because I have a rusty voice. I can play guitar. No. So I found the teacher. The only teacher that I found was teaching flamenco. Me, flamenco, how is that going to work together? Well, I have a guitar. Teacher of flamenco is half of the price because nobody wanted to study with him. I went to study. He teach me the basic of Spanish guitar. Very difficult. And when I come home to my parents, so okay, what did you learn? Well, I can do, and they say, do you any song? Well, it's a song. And with the time I have no money, I ran out of money, very young, 16. And I moved to work in a farm. In the farm I met a gentleman by the name of Hezi, or Ezekiel, as he called himself. He was a professional guitar player. He teach me so much. I couldn't understand everything. But I was able to play songs. And I was, wow, I can do that. I can do that. With the time, I joined a band. My parents come to listen. They were proud. But because the way they grew up, they don't say we're proud of you. It's not part of the personality. Me feeling that I'm self-worthy, that I'm worth of playing, I'm worth of singing, create a dream. It doesn't matter what your parents told you can do. It doesn't matter what your teacher tell you can do. It doesn't matter what anybody told you can do. People told me I can't play basketball. I play. Can't play tennis. I did it too. I can't open an organization. Did that. Find myself writing a book. Did that. You can do whatever you want to do. Or one of the wisest people once say, they can because they think they can. They can because they think they can. If you believe you can't, then you can't. If you believe your life is not good, your life is not good. If you believe your life is amazing, life is amazing. I remember the moment that I teach my kids to swim or to ride a bicycle. Such a beautiful moment. When they believe in themselves, that they're worthy of this bicycle or the horse or that ocean or the pool. It's so beautiful to watch. Because at that moment, something changed in your muscles. Something changed in your nerve system. Same thing with your business. Same thing with your life. If your own business is not working very well, look inside, guys. Look inside. There is some damage with how you think of yourself. My first public speaking was 1990. New York City, Lexington Avenue, 150 people, big crowd for our first speech. Me nervous, sweating, don't want to do it. I had information that they want for me. I said, why don't I give this information to a professional speaker? I am not a professional speaker. I am a teacher. I can teach it to him and leave me alone. Say, you, I teach that. People like it. I didn't. They want me to do it again. Did it again. Find myself traveling all over the world, my friend, giving that lecture. From North America all the way to Argentina. Europe, Middle East. Far East, think about it. I'm speaking in front of people of China and feel comfortable doing that, and they feel amazing after they leave. What changed, guys? What's changed? Do you feel worthy of where you are? And you feel worthy of your dream to become? If you're blocking it, that flow that comes from above cannot touch you. Because that flow that comes from the divine waiting for you to wake up and feel self-worthy. Because there is a verse in the Talmud from 2,000 years ago. En arur midabek bebaruch, meaning the blessed one cannot connect to the cursed one. Which means if you feel cursed, if you feel you're not good enough, that blessing cannot touch the one who feels cursed. So simple, right? Now, I want you to write down to yourself, what is the goal of this lifetime for you that will make you be happy? And it really doesn't matter what age are you. But of course, put goal that it's in your control. Don't put a goal that it's not control and you definitely don't believe that you can do it. This is just playing philosophical game. Put goals that you're capable of achieving according to your brain. You know, for example, if you ask me if I can go to the next Olympic, I don't think so. It's not doable. I mean, I can go and watch the Olympic, but I cannot be part of the Olympic. You know? Can I try? Yes, but I will not achieve my goal, which is to win at the Olympic. So put a doable goal. Same thing with your business. Put a doable goal that will help you to become happy. Now, if you want to put more than that, what I call imagining goal, meaning thing that unimaginable, something which is out of the box, could put it there. But those things sometimes are not in your control. So you have the doable, the unimaginable, and the one that left to the divine. In the end of a day, the engine of a human being is to be accepted, to be loved. What drives every human being on this planet is to be loved and to be accepted. When you get this, when you receive that, love will find you. The right people will find you. But of course, remember, if you're suffering from depression or from sad because you didn't achieve the goal, divide it into things you can control, things you cannot control, and do the thing you can control. That will lead you step by step into the area that you cannot control. When I coach people, when I teach people, when I talk to my student or to my customer, step by step, I'm taking them from one level to another. Usually it's take about 10 sessions until they start achieving the goal while they are happy. I hope that each and every one of you reach your goal in step by step, in a way which is going to open your eyes to see how great you are. Because every one of you capable to do that, whatever you do it with my help, whatever you're doing it just by listening to this video. I want to wish you a great journey, and I see you soon. Thank you.